few videos on how to calibrate my DNA analyzer. So, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, they're once you calibrate them and learn how to do it, even me, I've had it for a while, and I still have to look at the video to make sure I'm recalibrating it properly, because you got to do the, you got to go to the right field, and then the open, the short, and then the load for like SWR. You don't have to do the through unless you're testing like radio equipment, you know, into and out to.
Makes sense why he did the through, because he was using a common choke to test out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so with me, I guess I don't have to go. I don't have to do the through, but I did it anyway, just to have that knowledge. I don't have my antenna up yet, but I'm just dabbling with the DNA for now. At least I can, you know, throw on the UHF VHF antenna and play with it as well, you know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's once you learn how to use it, and then you can set your like frequencies of to sweep, you know, your sweep frequencies and stuff when you're in there. Your traces, it's, what is it, your starting and stopping points for your frequency for your band sweeps.
Programming the all the HF 3 to 30 megahertz. I'll start off with that, because that's why I got it for. It was for the Chameleon HF antenna that I bought.
Roger that there, yeah. Yeah, I usually just go in there for the Chameleon. I set mine from 400. The sweep started at 400 and end at, I think it was 480. Or I'd have to look at my meter. I can look at it real quick.